Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective a colorful perspective. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who be been the peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
It is what it is.
What up, family? Peace. We back in the building. This is Cosmic Kev, a.k.a. Brother Kev.
And this is your girl, Rigel.
Hotep, Abari Ghani, Assalamu Alaikum. Brother Montoya, a.k.a. Mufasa Rock.
And we are Collective Minds Radio. We back again, y'all, for another week. Hopefully to share some constructive dialogue with the family. Chop it up as we usually do here at Collective Minds. We always say we ain't all got to think alike, but we all have to think. So, yeah, we back now. Got a great show lined up. But like we always do before we get started, Queen Rigel and Mufasa Ra, how was y'all week? And do y'all have any announcements for us?
I had a great week. No announcements. Just want to extend encouraging words to everybody to just stay positive, but no announcements.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And Brother Mufasa, how was your week, brother? And any announcements for us?
Man, I had a good week as well. Just had a, just left a beautiful brunch at Mosque 28 here in St. Louis. Nation of Islam Mosque, a beautiful brunch. Beautiful layout. All the food was good, so I enjoyed the day. And, yeah, good day. No major announcements for me as well.
All right. Yes, indeed. I do have two quick announcements. Just real quick, just want to stress the importance of time management. You know what I'm saying? Because this week I had a lot on my plate, had a lot of things to do, and time was just getting away from me. So, you know, one of the most important assets that we all have is time. So just wanted to stress the importance of that. And also, have y'all seen the Harriet Tubman movie?
No. I've seen, you talking about the previews?
Have y'all seen it?
I
no.
Seen it.
Okay. Well,
I mean,
yeah,
you mean
that,
the previews or the actual movie?
The actual movie
came
out this week, but it's been a lot going on with the movie. I don't know if y'all heard, but, you know, a lot of people is calling for a boycott of the movie because the lead actress, Cynthia Erivo, she's a British-born Nigerian actor, or she's Nigerian by way of Britain. And she was putting some disparaging tweets, basically kind of mocking black people, you know, mocking our accents and just kind of, you know, little stuff like that. So a lot of black Americans was calling for a boycott of the movie. And they had the reviews. So it dropped Thursday, and they had the reviews. And when I tell you the reviews are, it's pretty sad. They added some, they somehow managed to make the black man the villain. Right, there was a bounty hunter. There was a scene with a black bounty hunter, which in history there's really no case of black bounty hunters, but they threw that in there, had it as a black man. He was trying to shoot Harriet, but then one of the white slave owners saved her from the black overseer or whatever. So people was online clowning about the movie, talking about they put the white savior in and managed to make the black man a villain out of in a slave movie. You know what I'm saying? So Just wanted to put that out there to let y'all know what was going on with that movie, because that's been kind of a hot button topic as far as the movie. And you know, they should have had what's her name playing. I heard that she had went up for the role, Viola Davis, had went up for the role of Harriet. And yeah, I think that probably would have been a better look. But I did see the previews, and from the previews, it wasn't really captivating. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't one of them movies. And with an icon like Harriet Tubman, you know, you want to do it right.
Yeah, they could have did better. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You want to do it right. It was directed by a sister. Actually, I just found this out. It was directed by a sister named Casey Lemons, and she's actually from St. Louis, according to her bio on Wikipedia or whatever. She's actually from St. Louis, so I didn't know that. So, yeah, that came out this weekend. I think it kind of flopped. They was expecting more, but, yeah, it kind of flopped. Yeah, so, you know, they should have did it right. Yeah, when you do a Harriet Tubman movie, you got to do it right. And it seems like they kind of dropped the ball on this. But I guess that kind of leads into our show today, y'all. We are actually, we're talking about the American flag, and how do you feel about Black Americans honoring and claiming the American flag? And, you know, this conversation leads into a whole bunch of questions. You know, as Black Americans, do you, or as Black people in America, you know, do you identify as American? It leads into identity questions, you know, lineage questions, just a whole bunch of things surrounding Black people in America and our identity. Are we Africans in America? Are we Blacks in America? You know, what's the claim? So we want to have this conversation, y'all, because I think it's going to be coming up a lot as we head into this 2020 election, as, you know, foundational Americans kind of make their claim and actually get on code and really ask for something this election, as opposed to just voting for Democrats just because we don't want to vote for Republicans. You know what I'm saying? So I think this should be a good conversation, y'all. Give us a call. The number is 929-477-1697. We're going to go ahead and get started with the conversation, then we're going to get to the call lines here in a second. So, yeah, I guess, you know, we can start the conversation. Go to Rigel first. You know, how do you feel about Black people in America claiming the American and honoring the American flag? And do you yourself claim the American flag? I'm going to ask you a whole bunch of questions if you could just chop it up with your response. So, you know, how do you feel about other people honoring and claiming the flag? Do you yourself
honor
the flag?
Let me answer that, because that's quick. I don't have a whole bunch of emotions when it comes to what other folks do, right? You know, I can get into a little more depth with that, but that's the basis of it. You know, of course, there's always exceptions to the rules, but right now, just the base of it, I don't really have a big emotional attachment to whether or not someone else chooses to honor or claim the flag.
Okay,
and
got you. Yeah, do you yourself represent the flag? Do you have an American flag at home? Do you fly the flag? Or how do you feel personally about claiming and flying the flag yourself?
Okay, now personally, I do not claim or honor the flag. It's not a part of my life. It's not even a part of my consciousness, my lifestyle. I know it represents the place where I live, but the circumstances around what the flag represents, I'm not in alignment with that as far as what it actually, you know, the fullness of what it represents, you know. Now we can take, I'm sure some callers may call in and say bits and pieces of things like, oh, well, what about this or what about that? Okay, maybe you can say some things. Okay, it's the melting pot or whatever. Okay, some small little aspects I may can say, okay, well, yeah, I don't mind saying, yeah, I agree with that. But certain things about it, the flag as a black person and what America has done toward the black culture and the black community and black Americans when it comes to slavery and things like that. Of course, being a black woman and a black person, I do not stand for that. So personally, I'm not really with the whole idea of the flag. It's not really part of my consciousness, my lifestyle. I don't have one. I don't have an emotional attachment toward it. Like, if I see it, I don't frown. It's just like, you know, it's no big deal to me. Because I know what I don't, you know, what I stand for and what I don't stand for. So hopefully that answers the question good enough.
Yes, indeed. Last one, and then we'll get to our brother Mufasa. Do you yourself, Queen Raju, as a black woman, identify as an American? Are you an American?
You said, do I identify as an American? Is that what you asked me?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. The best way I can answer this question is this. These are my statements. I was born here in America. I speak English. I was raised, of course, here, so I have adopted the American culture. So to some people, they may say, yeah, well, you are an American. And if someone else chooses to identify me as that based off of those things that I said, then, hey, I'm not going to fight you, you know. I don't, again, even with that, I try not to put too much attachment to it, you know, when it comes to me personally. You know, I'm not going to, identify with, I try not to identify with so much, with so many things where I have to categorize myself as this and this and that. I realize that socially people do that. So like I said, if someone wants to get on here and say, hey, well, you are an American because of this, I'm not going to fight you. You know, it's like, hey, personally, I don't attach myself to those things like that. I can admit certain things. Yes, I was born here in America. That's fine, you know. But, you know, that's the best way I can answer that question, Brother Kevin. I'm sorry. I know you're probably looking for something a little more profound or something a little more direct. Yes, I'm this or no, I'm not. But that's the best way I can answer that question.
No.
I was born here, you know, and I speak English. So that's my answer.
All right. No, that's cool. You was born here in America and you speak English. All right. That's what's up. So I'm going to run them same questions down to our brother Mufasa. Then we're going to get to the call lines. My brother, how do you feel about black people in America claiming and honoring the American flag? And do you yourself have any American flags? Do you fly it? Do you wear flag paraphernalia? How do you feel about those two questions?
All right. I'll answer your second question first. I don't have any American flag paraphernalia in my house. I personally do not fly the flag. As far as other black people who want to represent the flag, I do have small issues with it. I do recognize everybody is their own individual. So, you know, that's their right to do what they want to do. But I have a little bit of an issue with it. I mean, the flag was adopted. Let me call us. They can correct me if I'm wrong. It was adopted December 3rd, 1775. And what was the state of black people here during 1775? You can do your research on that and holler back at me. June 14th, 1777 was the 13th star version of the flag. So Also, hold on, I had it wrote down. I want to make sure I represent, I say what I'm going to say the correct way. Those 13 stripes, if you know what they represent the 13 British colonies that declared independence from the Kingdom of Great Britain. My ancestors didn't break away. I wasn't a part of Great Britain. My ancestors, like I said, during that time were forced to be here, were in shackles, were slaves, and were mistreated here. And we can argue the fact that we still are mistreated to this day. So how can I honor, represent a flag that me and my ancestors really, in my opinion, had no part of establishing? We helped by force. We didn't do it willingly. So I don't feel no type of allegiance to the American flag. And in my humble opinion, if you want me to even consider it, to me, it has to be a whole new vote. You want to include black people because I identify as black. You want to include us and have us to honor the flag. Then let's do an all-out vote. Let's be a part of re-identifying the flag. Let us be a part of it, you know, and not forcefully. You know, let us do it willingly, make us feel more appreciated and that we're a part of this territory. You know, maybe then we can talk, but right now that flag still represents, you know, when we came here in slavery. So I don't represent it myself.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And the last question that I asked Sister Queen Raiju, Brother Mufasa, do you yourself identify as an American?
No, sir. I do not.
Okay. Now, just I need a little bit more. Like, what do you identify as?
I identify in twofold. As a black Pan-African, and as a nation of Islam, we have our own. We fly our own flag, which represents the universe, the sun, the moon, and the star. So those are the flags that I represent. Those are the flags that I fly.
Yes, indeed.
A universal flag, meaning all of this belongs to us. So why should I fly a flag?
It is what it is.
One little territory when we know it all came from us.
Right, right. Now let me ask both of y'all this. Because we do know now, we know when our ancestors first started arriving here, there was no such thing as America. And our ancestors were the ones who built America. So, I mean, I want to ask, I guess I could ask it like this. Do you all agree that our ancestors, meaning the Africans that were brought here and enslaved, that they helped build this country, even did the majority of the work to build this country? Do y'all agree with that?
Let me be honest. I've heard that. I'm not going to say that that's not true, but I think most importantly, I wasn't there. But from the information, I will agree. If that makes any sense.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Brother Mufasa, you agree with that statement that our ancestors played a major role in building this country? Because before they got here, it wasn't no America. It wasn't even when we talk about the 13 colonies that you mentioned, Black Americans have built that, and according to, you know, a lot of sources in history, a Black man named Crispus Atticus, or Crispus something, Atticus, I can't get the name right, but Atticus, yeah, he took the first bullet in the so-called Revolutionary War, you know, according to history, which was a Black man. So, yeah, I guess the same question. Do you agree that we played a major, major role in building this country that we call America?
Yeah, we definitely played a major role in it. But again, like I said earlier, did we play a major role by choice? Or was that major role by force? Or was that major role because, you know, we was doing what was best and for our agenda? But we know that Black people were not the ones that was responsible for naming this place America and designing the flag. So yeah, we built it, but were we paid handsomely to build it? You know, were we compensated nicely for our contributions? I don't believe so.
Yeah.
No.
That's good points. Good points. Now I do want to read this, and then we can hit the call lines. Now, this is from a website called Successful Black Parenting, and it talks about the making of the American flag, and I just found this out myself. But it starts off by saying, according to the Smithsonian, 200 years ago, an African-American girl made history, literally. She was an indentured servant named Grace Wisher in the household of Mary Pickersgill. Grace was the daughter of a mother too poor to support her children. She placed Grace at age 10 in an apprenticeship with Mary. In return for teaching Grace a trade, Mary gained a servant for 6 years. Mary became famous for having made the flag that inspired the song The Star-Spangled Banner by Francis Scott Key, and Grace was one of the people that helped Mary sew the flag. In addition to Grace, there was an African-American slave woman who also helped sew the flag. The fact that Mary was aided by two African-Americans has only come to light in recent history. In the past, none of Mary's flag making team received any credit for making the famous flag. But since their contribution has come to light, it would be inaccurate to tell this story without Grace or the slave woman who also resided with Mary. So I just wanted to read that, but Mufasa brought up a great point, because the question that he asked was, you know, was this by force? Was they made to help by force? Was it willingly? You know, things of that nature. So, yeah, you did bring up some good points, but I wanted to bring that up because I've never heard that there were two Black women, children, that helped this lady, Mary, sew the original Star-Spangled Banner flag, or the original American flag. So I just wanted to throw that out there, you know, and made the conversation a little more interesting. But we can get to the call lines, and, you know, I'll share my thoughts as we go.
Okay. Area code 314-381. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Hey, fellas, what's going on?
Hey,
fellas and ladies.
What's going on?
How you doing, brother?
How you doing, ma'am?
How are you?
Look.
Yes, indeed.
Christopher Attucks died in 1770. The American Revolution started in 1775. That's some more urban hood myths that's out there. Like with Harriet Tubman talking about she would have freed more if they only knew they were slaves. She didn't say no such thing. And another thing I hate about these movies, they don't tell the whole story. Because Harriet Tubman was stealing property from Black slave owners also. Right?
Mm-hmm.
They don't show no Black slave owners in these movies.
Right. Did you see the Harriet movie that came out this weekend? Did you see that?
No. I know what's in it. Well, I tell you what, I know that ain't in it. And you know, I'm going to tell you something. That is bad, too, because you know what it does? It's continuing to throw this animosity and this repulsiveness between blacks and whites and whoever else. Blacks had slaves because it was a interest to blacks, slave owners. And you never see, was John Brown going out? Was he going to kill black plantation owners also? Nobody answers that question. So when you put these movies out and you're only showing what's politically correct at the time frame is showing, it's doing a great disservice. Christopher Addicks died in 1770. The American Revolution started in April of 1775. And people keep saying that blacks built America. Blacks did not build America. They may have helped in certain places, but nobody can show me where blacks built America. Do you know what was going on during the time of, say, the time that the Constitution was formed in 1787? You had the American-Mexican War. You had the Transcontinental Railroad that was being built during the time of the Civil War. And also you had the Indian Wars going on during all that time, because they started off back in the 1700s. This is some of the longest wars that this country ever participated in. Now, yes, black Americans are United States citizens. That flag is a national symbol. And yes, their nationality is the United States. United States is a country in North America. North America consists of Canada, the United States. You have Central America, and you have Southern America. That's the way it is. I heard somebody saying that using America as a death. America is just a land mass. That's all it is. But the country is the United States. And yes, I feel happy with that flag. Let me tell you something. If you was in the country and you was being chased by marauders that's going to kill you, and you look up ahead and you see five doors. One door has a flag of Nigeria, another with France, another with Britain, another with Spain, another with the United States. Which door are you going to run to? You're going to run to the door with the American flag on it, because they're the one that's going to accept you. The mother country is going to say, get out of here.
Right.
Now, if you're abroad,
if something happened to you, Liz Brown, y'all remember Liz? Liz Brown and them flew to Ghana for something. I forget what it was before. Her and a bunch of more blacks from St. Louis. The airplane that they was on, the airline, the plane was repossessed.
Right.
So they didn't have no way to get home. And some of the people that was with her had needed medicine. Where did they go? They went to the United States Embassy. Who sent a plane to get them? The United States of America sent a plane to get them. Not France, not Nigeria. Nigeria wasn't even going to get their own people up there in Libya until at the very end. You're in the best country that you could ever be at this time in history. And you know this thing about ancestors. I thought blacks was here all the time. Some of them.
That is true. Yeah,
well, then that's the case. Now, then their ancestors wasn't slaves. Some people's ancestors wasn't slaves.
We got to remember, because a lot of the people, the black people that were originally here, they got reclassified as slaves.
Who reclassified? How are you going to reclassify somebody as something? You had slaves and you had freemen. So how are you going to know who's who? stink. Easy. You stink. Stink.
Easy. No. Yeah. I'm with you on a lot of things, but now let me address just a few things that you said. Now, Christopher Atticus did die in 1770, but the thing is, they're saying due to he was the first person killed in the Boston Massacre, which led to the American Revolution. So they credit him with his death being the start, or, you know, being the beginning of the American Revolution, which did start in 1775.
Christopher Adams yeah. walking down the street, some drunks came out of a tavern and things kicked off. Didn't have nothing to do about no Boston Massacre. Well, go ahead.
Right, so that's okay. We'll leave that there.
John
now,
Henry Clark
talked about
that.
Right, when you talk about the black slave owners, yes, there were black slave owners, but after Bacon's Rebellion in 1677 in Virginia, and that's when they came up with the classification of white, and they started letting the Irish be classified as white and the Italians and these other groups be classified as white so they could be the overseers. So after that point, the late 17th century, there were not a lot of black slave owners.
There was
and
a lot
they,
of black slave
also,
owners.
No,
that's not,
not
true.
No, there were not a lot, not compared to white slave owners.
You
there
had
were
black,
not a lot.
The majority of slave owners in your urban areas, better
because
known
they
as
could
cities.
Able be, because they could not, they remember they changed the land ownership. Blacks could not own land.
Blacks did own land. Matter of fact, for every European that black landowners sponsored to the United States, they received 50 acres of land free.
Now, when and where was this?
It was here on the East Coast. Remember? It's the East Coast. Every European that a black plantation owner, a black landowner, sponsored to the United States, to America, they received 50 acres of land free. In your New Orleans, in your South Carolinas, Charleston, and cities in the South, your largest slaveholders were, well, basically mulattoes, but you can call them black. And you know what sex they were? They were females. The women.
Yeah, white women were the
no, they
were
black women.
No, sir. Because a lot
black,
of the
83.1% of the slave owners was black females.
No, I would have to, we would have to check this. Like, we need a source so we can verify this information.
Keep referencing that. Heck, I know I've hit you up with Facebook. You know, people need to start telling stories the way they happen. You had black kings, I'm sorry, chiefs, that came to the U.S. with Columbus, brought slaves with them, and started rice farming in the Carolinas because they seen it as an opportunity. People say that Columbus was lost. Oh, well, if he was lost, and they want to talk bad about him, a ship has what's called a navigator. The navigators on all three of his ships, the Santa Maria, the Pinta, and whatever the other one was, they were black. They were the El Nino brothers.
Yeah,
so
sure
I guess
they were some more. Yeah,
I guess black
sure
folks didn't know where
more.
The hell they was going.
Well, we do know that they called them Indians. Now, this is according to Columbus' own records. They called them Indians because he thought he was in India. Remember, they were going to India to get spices and other things.
Well, it's because the navigators went the wrong way, I guess. I don't know. Let me tell you
yeah,
something else,
they
too.
Ended up landing on Haiti.
I appreciate the wars that the Americans and volunteers fought in for the United States. Look at the Mexican American War. You had Germans, you had Irish, Matter of fact, Irish and some Catholics, they defected from the U.S. Army and they went over on Mexican side. They was called St. Patrick's Battalion. And, of course, they got their butts killed, too. But those were volunteers. United States back in 1827 only had about 7,000, an army of about 7,000 troops. And what made U.S. so great at that time as far as producing leaders like Robert E. Lee and your Scott Winfield and Zachary Taylor is because they had West Point. Scott Winfield is an immaculate leader. He studied also warfare in Europe before the Mexican-American War. Them men that fought in that war performed impeccable, especially Robert E. Lee, in three different battles. One was Vera Cruz, and the two of them I can't pronounce the name because they're Spanish names. But and for people to be denigrating that man, if it hadn't been for those things that they done, we probably wouldn't be here today. And surely in the hell wouldn't have been no Texas. And to get around to the point, like when Donald Trump said Mexico would pay for the war, Mexico paid for the wall, that war. In other words, in the beginning, the U.S. offered Mexico about $30 to $35 million for Texas, New Mexico, California, Arizona, and parts of Colorado and Utah. They said, nope, we don't want it. We ain't going to take it. So eventually a war broke out. Wait a minute, hang on. I'm going to show you how they paid for it. Eventually a war broke out. All right. Well, when it was all said and done, United States gave them $15 million. See, they lost a lot of people. They had some lousy leaders and everything else, and they only got $15 million for all those territories. If they had done it the first time, they would have got $30 million. So they paid for the war.
Right. Now, you do know that black people fought in all those wars, the War of 1812, the Mexican-American War.
I don't remember no black fighting in Mexico in the Mexican-American War. I'm going to tell you one reason why I think that's not true. Because, hang on for a second. I'm going to tell you why I don't think it's true. Because you had volunteers coming out of as far north as Maine. You had the Arkansas group that's called themselves the Rackensackers. You had the Mississippi Riflemen that was led by Jefferson Davis. And you had another group from another state I can't think of. Now, I know damn well that the Mississippi Riflemen that was led by Jefferson Davis wasn't going to be fighting with no black folks. I mean, think about it. I mean, think about what we be saying. Just think.
I want to pose something. I'm just curious before you go, Brother Pionk. I just want to, prick your brain on something. I just want to ask a question. And my question is, because you identify yourself as being a black American or just an American?
I'm an African American.
African American.
United States citizen, natural born.
Now, my only question is, and you may not agree or see that this is even possible, but I want to do you have any issues with an African American separatist nation?
I don't have. If people want to try that or do that, go ahead on.
You wouldn't have any issues with it?
No, I'm going to have it. I tell them, I say, go ahead on.
Okay.
I like to know where it's going to be. It's not going to be within the United States because the Constitution don't allow for that. But if you got a group of blacks, whether it's the Republic of New Africa, whether it's the Nation of Islam, whether it's Yahoo, whoever, if they feel that they want to go someplace and start a nation of their own, go ahead on.
Right. And no one should have a problem with that, should they?
No, I don't have no problem with it.
Exactly.
That's what they want to do.
Right. Okay.
Okay, now I got one more question, then we'll go to the call lines. If you're just joining us, family, we're talking about black Americans or black people in America. How do you identify? Do you respect the flag? Do you salute the flag? Do you claim the flag? Do you honor the flag? Give us a call. Let us know what you think. The number is 929-477-1697. Now, let me ask you this, caller. This time, I can ask you this, and then we can move on and get to some other callers. Now, what do you think about when people say, and I tend to kind of agree with this, that black people are the real true Americans? And when I say that, I mean because we have been the only ones who have held the Constitution and what was written in those, written in the Constitution. We've been the ones fighting to get that, to get that established. We've been the ones trying to hold that down. We've seen the forefathers who, quote-unquote forefathers who wrote the Constitution, and these men were slave owners. So we have been the ones to actually push the United States to live up to its original decree of all men are created equal, and, you have a God-given right and all this and that. So what do you think about that? Is that a
well, you know, I'm
going to
tell you something. Them slaves should be thankful. You know why? Because if they stay in Africa, they're going to get killed. Not all of them, but a lot of them, for what they done. See, we know they came here, but nobody never asked the question, why did they come? Why was they sent here? Then you need to go study that. Because if you was captured as marauders, thieves, fighting and all that kind of stuff, well, two things is going to happen to you. There's an area over in Ghana, in the Volta region, and the Amu people, they had that problem. Ofa Ye Amu. Those that walked through the fire. Ofa Ye Amu. When they was fighting amongst each other to see who was going to be a chief, a big-ass battle. Now, this is just one. There was other things, too. This was a big fight jumped out amongst them. In the long run, when the dust settled, about 400 of them was captured. Now, they either going to pay restitution for what they done, or they was going to be killed. I mean, why would they kill them? Well, one can just as merely look to some of the battles in the Mexican-American War. When the Asanta, Antonio La De Santa, the president, well, the general in Mexico war army, when he went in and massacred the people in the Alamo, that kicked off things too. He captured 340 American soldiers. Well, he killed them all. He massacred them all. They was prisoners. He killed them. All right. There were some cases where Scott captured some soldiers, and he let them go. Guess what? Next week, they came back to fight him again. Well, same thing in Africa. If you got somebody done all this stuff to you, you don't let them go because they'll be back again to start fighting you all over again. So you kill them.
Right. So now you still haven't answered my question. Again, on this particular soil, on the American soil, black Americans have been the only group that has Constitution to live up to.
No.
Explain.
You had the Acadians that came out of Nova Scotia that finally worked their way down into New Orleans. They was persecuted. Their language was taken from them. They wasn't allowed to practice their culture. And
so why would we look at history? We don't know any Acadians. We can pull up a long list of black Americans that have fought for human rights in this country.
Why can't you know the Acadians? Because you don't know the Acadians, because the people, your popular promoters of that, they make money off of it. In lectures, books, and everything else. They don't tell the truth, the entire truth.
Okay.
All right. We'll leave it there. We'll leave it right there, because
you know, we'll just leave it there. But
go
yeah,
down
right
in New Orleans and you see,
down.
Come down here in Louisiana and see the Acadians.
Oh yeah. I've been down to the, I'm here with the French and how, what they was doing down there, and they had a lot of slaves
if
and
the kids
mulattoes, and there
spoke
was a lot of
language,
stuff going on.
If the kids spoke their language in school, they was whooped. I don't even think they were allowed to marry. But anyway,
okay.
That's the way it is.
Yeah.
All right. Yes, indeed, Colin. We appreciate it. He was breaking it down. He was dropping some history right on. So, yeah, did y'all want to respond to anything he said? Or you can hit the call lines and see what's up.
Okay, we go to the call lines. Area code 315-767. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Hey, Collective Minds. How y'all doing?
Hey.
Peace.
Hey, Colin.
We good. How you doing, Colin?
Right. So,
what's the word?
American flag. About respecting the American flag. I, as a soldier, I just let it be known right now that I retired from the military at 20 years, I died twice for my country. I died twice so that you could have the freedom to disrespect that flag.
Mm.
Yeah. So think about it. In most of the nations around this world, can their citizens just disrespect their flag or their politics and their policies without being disappeared, murdered, imprisoned?
Well, I would say I think in most countries you can, but I think there's a few that you cannot. But I think most countries you can. Britain.
I'm not talking about Western countries. I'm not talking about Westernized countries. I'm talking about the countries in Africa and South America where brown people live, where the minorities live, where you espouse
the majority.
The places that are better than America.
Hmm. Right. Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know the particular politics,
but
I think the majority of countries on the planet.
Could you disrespect the flag in China?
I say no too.
But what I don't know, I'm ready for you to explain more. What difference
would
it make?
Do you think you could disrespect the flag in Angola?
No,
okay,
probably not.
Now here you can do that. Why can you do that? Because you have freedoms that have been given to you by people who made the ultimate sacrifice for you to have that freedom. And the only thing that they honor or ask for you to honor actually is that flag, so that we can all be united as one nation under the flag, so that we can defend ourselves from those who would take those freedoms from us, to where then if they now control us, we can no longer dishonor the flag, so you have no choice. But here you have the choice. You're fortunate that you're here. Now, if you don't claim to be American and you don't like the American flag, what flag would you like to represent? And what country would you like to say is your country?
I can answer that.
All right.
Well, first, before I go in, I make a plan.
I know what you're about to say, Musa. Not the made-up NOI or FOI country that doesn't exist yet. I'm talking about right now in reality on this planet. So let me answer.
First, I want to say that I appreciate what you've done, the services and putting your life on the line. And I do appreciate that. But second, as far as disrespecting the flag, I don't believe that me not acknowledging it as my flag is disrespectful to it. I don't burn it. I don't step on it. I don't spit on it. So I don't look at it as I disrespect the flag. All I'm saying is when we talk about what you call a made-up flag, we want the right to do our own thing, and I don't think there's nothing wrong with it. We deserve the right to do our own thing. If we want to established our own territory here in America. That shouldn't be a problem.
And that's where the rub comes in. No, it is a problem because America has borders and it has the sovereignty of America, and anything that wants to take away from America is an enemy to America. Now, if you want to take a spot,
we could be allies.
What's that?
We don't have to be enemies.
You can't,
we could be
you
allies.
Can't be allies and take away from America. If,
why not?
Because that's taking away from America.
Now,
you have,
now,
if you are strong enough, if you have a strong enough force, just like America took stuff away from Mexico, Mexico couldn't keep it because America took it. Now it's America's. It's not North America's. It's the United States of America's. Now, if there is a state that's willing to give you an area inside of their state, the border of their state, you're still going to be a member of their state, and you're still going to be an American unless you succeed from the nation. And if you succeed from the nation, that's the same thing that happened in the Civil War. You saw what happened to half of America when it tried to get away from the other half. It didn't play out.
Yeah, America used its might and bullied
to keep its
way,
property.
That's not all the way righteous. They just did what they felt they had to do for their own survival and their own greed. Now, I'm looking at it like if you look at the contributions that we have made, and I'm talking about people of black African descent, you call it what you want to call it, the contributions that we've made, if you have a section of us that are saying, that are asking for its own separateness and a piece of this landmass that we helped to make so great, like you say, I don't think there's nothing wrong with that. I don't think that should be a problem. Unless America just still wants to be a bully and hold people and hold its slaves. Why not negotiate and say, you know what, we do appreciate the contributions that the Nation of Islam, the blacks here that call themselves the Nation of Islam, we appreciate y'all contributions that we want to give you an area. I don't see a problem with this. And we can be an ally.
The best
we don't have
way
to, dis-
to stop being
we don't
a
have
slave.
To disrespect each other. We don't have to disrespect each other. We don't have to disrespect the American flag. They don't have to disrespect the Nation of Islam flag. So I don't look at it as disrespecting the American flag, but all I'm saying is I don't have an issue. I mean, I don't see a problem with wanting our own. And for the contributions that we've done to help this country, I don't see a problem with giving us what we want.
All right.
It shouldn't be an issue. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I hear you. I have another question for you. It was right there, and then something just happened in my head and made it go away. But what was I thinking?
That's all right.
So.
Yeah, that's all right. Go ahead if you got it, because we want to get to some other callers. But if you got a question, go ahead, brother.
No, I lost it. But it was going to go down. It was going to go down another road, but it's the same road. Do you feel that at any given moment you are subject to becoming chattel slave again? Like right now today, do you think that there's something that can happen right now today that just because of your skin color, someone's going to round you up and put you on a plantation?
No, but what I have
or in a factory.
Issue with. But what
no,
I do
no.
have issue with. Well, I'm finna answer what I do have an issue with. No, I don't believe that's the case. But what I do have an issue with is the policies and the politics that America is going along with. You know.
Oh yeah, I have a problem with those
things,
too.
That's
but they
my
don't deal
problem,
with race; they deal with class. It's class,
well,
not race.
If I don't want to be a part of that class, then I should separate and have my own class. That's what I'm saying.
But the problem
I don't
is,
agree with a lot
our
of
class,
policies.
Our class needs to come together if we want to move forward in our situation. But if our class is all separated for reasons that are imaginary at this point, then we can't move forward. We stay in the past. We stay stuck. We can't move forward.
Look, here's
one
the thing. Let's break
though.
This down.
Let me say this real quick, Brother Ted. I'm going to give you the floor. Because one small agenda, and I don't want to go down the rabbit hole of this, but I'm just throwing this out there. It's just like one issue with the gay and transgender agenda, okay? in the nation, we don't believe in that. We don't believe in it. You know, American culture does not have a problem with this. So if I continue, me and my nation continue to stay a part of that.
See,
let me finish.
You're wrong there, though.
I'm gonna give you the floor. Let me finish. Then you can correct me. You know, go ahead and correct me.
All right.
Us staying a part of that. How can we speak something if we know that quote unquote America is running the show and don't want to agree with what we're saying? That no, that's not right. We don't want to be a part of that. Then how are we going to fix it? We can't stay a part of the same class and fix it. America ain't trying to turn around and go back to. I'm trying to watch my words because I don't want to offend no one. But
oh no, there's only we're coming down to only one way to fix this, and it's the same way that the original forefathers that made America fix it. There's only one way.
What's that way?
We're gonna have to come together, our class, and revolt against our actual oppressors, which isn't white people. It's the people that run the corporations. It's the people that run the policies, that make the policies. It's the people that pay the people that make the policies that, when we want to say, economically enslave us. They don't physically enslave us, but they economically enslave us to where all we can think about every day is going to work, and we can't use our minds for what they're intended to use for because they're so wore out from working every day, so we can put food on the table to live this imaginarily created life that we're supposed to live by society that keeps us enslaved economically. And since it's not as harsh as it could be, we make it even worse by creating false narratives that say that we're in bondage physically, but we're not. We're only in bondage economically. And the only way
to fix, but
if we revolt and we deal with all those people that are doing this to us, then we have to create our own systems. We have to create new systems, and that's going to be very hard. And then at the same time, we'll make a flag. And at the very same time, generations from now, they won't understand the struggle that we've made. And you know what they'll do? They'll be in this nice, wonderful little world that we created for them, thinking that we were all jacked up in garbage and our flag is stupid.
All right, we got to end at that point. Right on, caller. We appreciate it. We want to get to some more callers. Appreciate it. You made some good points. Let's hit the call line and see what's up. If you just joined us, family, we are talking about the American flag. How do you feel about black Americans flying American flag, honoring, claiming it? Do you, if you're a black American, identify as American? So on and so forth. So we're having a question around identity and black people in America claiming that identity. Let's hit the call lines.
Okay. Area code 864-340. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah. Peace and power. I'm going to say black power because I come in the name of black power.
Yes, indeed.
You know, peace and power to the family, to the panel.
Peace,
my name is Equanee. This is I'm familiar with the black with the brother that spoke before the last caller, Pianke. And Pianke, mm-hmm. if you guys didn't know, is an actual African name. And and Pianke, I hope you're listening. I hope both of the callers are listening, and you know, these are not the opinions of the show. These are the opinions of me. So I'm not going to, you know, offend anybody. I'm not going to try to. But at the same time, I don't want to mute myself, because when it comes down to this, that's what it sounds like the last caller was trying to do. I doubt he's calling in to any type of Jewish show, any type of other, you know, show, trying to get them to not claim their mm-hmm. identity and not be proud of their identity. You won't catch them doing that. You understand? They're only going to say, well, hey, partner up with me, because whoever he is, I'm pretty sure he has a sense of identity. You know, we mm-hmm. as the African, as black, indigenous people that were here
there
before all of the Johnny Come Latelys have the more, we come from the more most wealthiest history, most wealthiest of civilizations known to man, period, point blank, right?
Right.
But that's why you have, like, the first caller, Pianchi, and also, you know, the second caller. You have the rhetoric in which people are trying to promote while we're talking about trying to go back to our roots, trying to go back to our organic mind. You have people to say, well, hold, why would you do something like that? You already know. The hell with that. We as black, as African peoples, even after the face of having a black president in office, which is, quote unquote, the highest level of politics, right, we still saw, I never saw that many black unarmed people getting shot down by the police, killed. You feel me? This is why would I be proud to be an American when America at once upon a time didn't even look at me as a full human being. It termed us for whatever reason as three-fifths of a human, as a man. Guess what? America never had any type of civil court case where they were going to take that to court to make sure that this was ratified and amended for their, you know, for their American, black American citizens. No, why would I be proud? Huh? Why would I be proud? And in the days and times where we now are finding out more truth, we're finding out, hey, there was a Black Wall Street back in 1921. We had
Now let me give you this real quick. I don't mean to cut you off, brother, but let me give you this because you asked why would you be proud. Now, I would say you should be proud because your ancestors, our ancestors, built this country. Now, America would not be the richest nation in the world today if it wasn't for our ancestors' free labor.
Right.
We were able to get this country's GDP up and able to make that money, that free labor, so they could make to be the strongest military to protect the dollar. We should be proud because, in a sense, we did build this country, no matter how,
We built it for free, though. I'm not proud when I came over there and built your house. Me and my family built your house. Me and my family died for building your house. And now I'm going to be proud. You still owe me a check? Hell no.
Exactly.
Because I got my mind back. I'm not going to be proud of that. I'm going to start fucking crying. Excuse me. I'm going to start crying.
No.
I'm going to be sad.
That's okay, but now.
Because I done quit for all this work. And I appreciate, you know, you brothers coming at me. But the reality is that those previous callers are the ones you should have been going at. You know, because I have no reason to be as a black African man here in America where we still have to use our resources to beg and ask the police to stop killing us. Don't nobody else see these white boys that go into school, kill 19 people. They come out with no scratches. When we're talking about what the problem, we see very well what, you know, the exact, and it's not a one that I'm pleased with. Nor am I looking to coddle with, nor am I looking to excuse me for saying, pussyfoot with and dance and membrane for. You know, I think this is what is needed in order for us to get out of this situation that we're in. We at least have the audacity to conversate in an organic fashion. Because the majority of our people that sit down watching football right now, we could care less about having conversations such as these. So when we're having conversations such as these, I'm offering to you, even though I haven't heard one yet out of the previous callers, I'm offering an organic African man with an African worldview. Here, you know, talking about what we've been going through here in America, you know, Florida, at once upon a time, they used to use African babies to bait alligators. This is part of the history. You understand?
This is fact.
So you got all these people that are telling us to go forward. Oh, don't worry. Don't look in the past. The hell with you. The Jews got their reparations. You know, Barack Obama gave the Jews their reparations. And they couldn't have gotten those reparations and the pay from what happened yesterday if they would have just forget about it. What about
hey, brother? What flag? What flag do you represent, brother? What flag do you?
Red,
flag?
Black, and green. If their war flag is red, black, and green, and my African flag of my African center community in Henninsu. But if there were a flag that I identified with and I would love to hold high, it would be the Pan-African flag and the identity,
yes,
the ideals in which Marcus Garvey stood for, with incorporating all of our people, regardless of what your religion is, incorporating all of our black people. We are the descendants, the ones that have been done wrong, putting us together to now start putting our economic resources, all of our stuff coming together, because we cannot wait on this European to fix it and do it for us. We see what'll happen. You'll be presented with a
right.
with a white president in the face of Donald Trump telling the police to treat y'all bad, to treat us bad. He said we ain't getting y'all not treating those thugs hard enough. Y'all need to start treating them right. That's what we are.
Yes indeed. Appreciate you, caller. We go get some other calls. We appreciate your commentary.
Thank
right on.
You. Hotel, brother. Hotel.
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Let's hit the call line.
Okay. Area code 319-572. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or do you have a comment?
I got a comment about what he said earlier. There was black bounty hunters back then.
There was
and
what?
You said there were? Yes. There were black bounty hunters. They may have been slaves themselves, but they were bounty hunters. Yes.
But how? See, no.
They may have been slaves
even,
themselves, but they were. A
how you gonna
hunter.
Be?
Yes.
Listen to what you're saying. How are you gonna be a black bounty hunter out here catching other black people? You could be mistaken for a slave that's running away. And get caught
hey,
up.
They,
so
out, hey, they was out there.
How would you
hey.
Distinguish a black bounty hunter from somebody that's a runaway slave? Now you did have black people on
because,
the plantation
because you still,
that
your
they
was still
old. Other black people.
Your boss was
huh?
your good. The bounty hunter may own you, and you're working for white bounty hunters. He
and
may
they
own
had
you.
Paperwork,
but
they had paperwork back then as well.
Yeah. But they were still bounty used the bounty hunt. Just like they were used. Just like they were used. Using people to snatch up babies. To snatch up babies to feed the alligators. To use their alligator
like
bait.
Like the Django.
Yes, that's how they identified themselves. That's how they knew who was who.
Yeah, but you were still, if your master was a bounty hunter, you was a bounty hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Django mm-hmm. wasn't a bounty hunter though.
I ain't talking about Django. I'm just talking about I'm just telling you that there was black bounty hunters back
yeah.
then hunting down. They were running with their white masters.
From the movie,
and there was also
like
free
the...
men. And there was also free men
there
down there too.
Free men. Yeah, definitely black free men. I know that.
No. If I was back living back then, I'm white. I want to buy me a slave. I'm a bounty hunter. Guess what that slave is going to do? He's going to go out with me, and he's going to catch me some slaves so I can make me some money. If he says, no, I ain't going to go out there and catch that slave, I'm going to beat him till he says, okay.
Like a trained dog.
Yeah.
It's like a trained dog.
That's just like down in Florida. Women used to have to watch their babies close because they was using the slave men to go in and kidnap babies to use for alligator bait.
Okay, well, I mean, like I said, from my understanding, I didn't think that was historically accurate, but I'm gonna do some research on that one.
Yeah.
So yeah, I appreciate it, man. Yes, indeed.
But where do you stand on the flag, though, Colin? Where do you stand on the flag?
Like, people died for that flag, so it can hang where it hangs. I may not like the stuff, like the politics, but that flag. That solidarity right there, you know. I've had a discussion with my bro all day today, and that's what I came up with, my own mind. I'm not gonna disrespect it. I don't. Actually, I do have a flag somewhere put up in here in the crib, but I don't disrespect it. I may not stand stand when they want me to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, I may not do that because of the injustice. But the flag, if some other country came in and took our flag, what y'all gonna do? Y'all gonna want our flag back. Because of what it represents. Yeah.
That's up for debate.
Well, you heard it. People died numerous times for that flag to hang where it hangs. And that's all they ask is keep that flag hanging. So you may not like the politicians and the policies that are behind it, but that flag is for solidarity.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, bud.
Now, I was just going to say, when you talk about solidarity, that was going to lead to my next point, because we have to be honest and just admit that we live in two Americas, right? We live
in two totally different
Americas.
Well, I don't want to live in a Chinese or a Russian America.
No, I got you. I got you on that. But what I'm saying is, as far as when you talk about economically, when you talk about the justice system, when you talk about education,
that has nothing to do with the flag. None of that has nothing to do with the flag.
That has a lot to do with the flag.
You're talking about politics.
Americans, we're talking about.
You're talking about politics, but I'm telling you,
that's what the flag represents. The flag is just a representation of that particular country or idea. It represents an idea. It represents the policy, the country, the politics. You know what I'm saying? It's all under that flag. So when you talk about educationally, the other caller mentioned economically.
The flag
exactly,
is a symbol.
A symbol represents something. Exactly.
Just because,
and it represents
just because
the ideas of America.
Okay. When they come over here and hang up the Russian flag or the Chinese flag, don't say shit.
Well, no. I mean, no.
Don't say shit.
No. I would have to say something because just like I'm saying something about the American flag, I would have to say something about the Russian flag.
If we was in Korea talking like this, we'd be killed. If we was in North Korea or China or somewhere, or even in Russia talking like this, we'd be killed.
No, I mean, you can have these conversations in other countries. It's just, but even in America, you would be killed if you had a bigger audience. See, people think, oh, you have free speech in America, you can do this, you can do that. No, when your audience gets too big and you talk against the government, you become a target, as we've seen throughout history. So that's really a myth that we, you know, we can say anything and just do anything.
It depends on who you're talking to. I'm going to tell you what. If I put a flag up on my house and you come try to take it down, I'm going to punch you in your mouth.
Right.
And put my dog on your ass.
Right. Well, I mean,
I don't care what you say. I would put it like this.
So, if you don't pay taxes on your house,
you guys are going to hang the flag from now on.
The government can't confiscate your house if you don't pay taxes on it. They can come get it.
If you come touch my flag, I'm going to kick your ass.
Yes, indeed. I hear
it
you.
Is what
right
it
on,
is.
Let's try to get another call. If I was a veteran,
right underneath that American flag would be the "Don't Tread on Me."
Right on. I've seen that flag. Yes, indeed. Right on.
Right on, Carl.
Yes, indeed. Let's. I guess we could try to get one more. We're talking about the American flag as far as Black Americans representing it. How do you feel one way or the other? Give us a call. We're down to the last 15 minutes. So let's try to get one more call in, Legend.
Area code 319-601. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Hello? Is this me?
Yeah. We can hear you, bro.
Peace. We can
all
hear
right.
You.
Do I stand for the flag?
Yes.
First of all, y'all all missing the number one thing. What was the flag built off of? It was built off of this land, stolen, all sorts of schemes behind it. The flag is a cover-up. The cover-up is land of the free, home of the brave. Y'all coming off the stereotypical notion of what the flag represents without going to the history of the Freemasons and everything that built the design of that symbolism of the 50 stars and the stripes on the flag. Now, you can't represent, you can't stand behind something that has been massacring. I mean, there's so much that flag has done, people. So you guys come with this stereotypical notion of this flag is, but every war was had an underlying agenda that no one knew about. Name a war that you actually knew the truth of why you fought. I understand you fought, I respect, but you fought for no reason. You fought because of you. The people above you knew why you were fighting. You went out there with no notion of knowing why you were fighting. All you had was a propaganda of you doing something for a country that's really bullshit. Disrespecting what flag? What flag? Why are y'all, why as black people are y'all so into this, you know, this bull crap?
Right. No, we just posed the question.
He's talking about some of the callers.
That seems to think that, like, the old brother. He said, well, you're in the best time, in the greatest time in history of America. You should be glad and all that. What is that? I just seen on Facebook where the little boy jumped over the fence and got shot in the head by the police with no problem. Land of the free, home of the brave, right? Okay?
Yeah.
Don't put that flag on me. Don't put it on me. Then y'all scream, I'm African. Okay, go to the description, the physical description of a slave, right? And a African at that time, they look nothing alike. Nothing. The slaves had nappy, kinky hair, beards, okay? Africans at that time were tribal. Bones and shit in their nose. Nothing of the slaves looked African. Do your research. Y'all coming with this old school notion of you don't know what you is. You was told you was African-American. You don't know what you is.
Okay? Now, what
if
you, call
if you really
want
to get down to it, if you really want to get down to a walk in the African store as a black man now and see how they look at you, they don't even mess with us like that.
Yeah, what do you identify as, Carla?
Me. I don't put no label on me. I don't put no symbolism. I don't pledge allegiance to any form of flag. It's all European. It's all ancient bullshit, man. And they got us thinking that, you know, this is, they got us thinking that, oh, you're some such of American if you know, don't burn this flag. But y'all cease to realize what that flag was built up on, what the Constitution was built up on. Y'all miss all that. I'm listening to the caller, especially old school. Because he comes back in the era to where, man, it's new information now, man. We getting information. The education is coming so fast, and your whole history, and you've been lied to. From Ulysses S. Grant to Stonewall Jackson, okay?
Yeah.
You don't know if none of that was true. We were told about this shit. We don't know, man.
We were not.
You can say
that's
whatever you want, man. Man, leave that flag alone, man. Leave it
alone.
It's not for you. It's not. It's so much.
Now what about this? Check this out, Carla, real quick. Check this out. What about this? What about black Americans claiming the flag because we did build this country and redefining that flag? You feel what I'm saying? Because we do know that the white supremacists used the flag for other reasons to colonize the world. But what about Black Americans taking owning that flag and redefining it for ourselves, because we are a distinct group here in America?
Let's not base that off the flag. Let's base that off of our muscle and off of our might that built this place.
Okay.
Let's
okay.
not base that off of the symbolism of being American. Let's base it off of our biceps, off of our triceps, off of our legs, off of the way the Most High created his number one being to be.
Okay,
which is
I'm walking
that flag didn't yes, make indeed. Us build the White House. The flag didn't make us build the White House. You
right.
know, we've been knowing the science, the math, and everything since back in the day, man. That has nothing to do with the flag. We are holding on to something that don't want us to hold on to it. We just here, bro. We just
hey,
here.
Brother, you brought up some good points, bro. We appreciate you. We're going to try to take one last call, but thank you so much, bro.
Yes, indeed. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Peace. All right, we just get one more. We down the last 10 minutes, y'all. It's been a fire conversation. Appreciate all the callers and the commentary. Let's try to get one more in.
Make it plain.
If you can do it under 3 minutes.
619-208, caller, you on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment. Make it plain.
I just had a comment. It's,
yes,
indeed. I mean, I understand why, you know, everybody feel the way they feel as far as, like, feeling like how you said, like, it's people who put in a lot of work to redefine themselves, what they feel like it means, or what they, you know, what they want their children or the people that come after them to feel like it means. And then you have the people just, like, looking at what was. But I'm one of those people that it's like I'm 50-50. I don't care to say the Pledge of Allegiance or not to. I won't get in my feelings if somebody burn a flag, but at the same time, I feel like, man, you wasting your time burning that damn flag. You know what I mean? So it's like,
right.
I mean, I have to say that I agree with you more. Is that democracy to me is not the problem. It's like, to me, that's like the car. You see what I'm saying? I'm blaming everybody who been driving this joint. And one reason I can say that I respect what it's supposed to be. That we still have the opportunity to shape things into how it is supposed to be, is it's open for everybody to put their hands on it. Yeah, it's all kind of barricades and traps and trickery and all this, so they man deter these niggas from getting up in these offices. But it seemed like the more we try, the more hostile they get. That's why the police is quick to shoot a nigga that hop out running, climbing a fence or whatever they want to say. That's why they're so quick to shoot a black man just sitting in the car with his kid in the back seat. Told you I was a teacher. I got a gun license. That's why they so quick, because they're using their last little power grab to try to eliminate people. And all we got to do is keep taking over all these systems that was 100% ran, I ain't even going to say by the white people, by people who just wanted to dominate. Because there was a lot of, like I have to say, I have to agree with one of the earlier callers about, you know, how it was black people that was bounty hunters. Now, I'm going to disagree with them and agree with them. What I say on this is, like, you did have, once as a slave, if you get purchased, you got to do whatever your master say you got to do. But what I'm going to say is there were some people who was just like, I'm just doing what I got to do or he going to whoop my ass. And there was other people that's like, I can't help you catch that nigga, boss. You know what I mean? So I understand what he's saying. But my whole point is we can get our hands on things now to shape it into how we want it to be. And we got to stop being so brokenhearted and deterred by all the stuff that keeps the things that keep going on to show that the odds are still against us, because –
right.
Like your earlier caller said about, you know, that y'all should be proud and things is best they ever could. Yeah, things are a lot better than running from a motherfucker getting your back slashed, excuse my language, but you know what I mean? But it's a lot better than that. But at the same time, I understand the other people who still angry. It's like, man, it still ain't right, though. You know what I mean? So it's like, really what it's all said and done is I respect the flag and what it's supposed to represent. It's supposed to be a place where everybody get a chance to put their hands in and shape things. But for the longest, people's hands have been getting slapped out the way, so you can't shape the clay. You see what I'm saying? But we steady sticking hands in there and shaping the clay. You see what I'm saying? They got it's going to be more and more statues on us, just like for instance, you know, just what
hey,
I say to a lot of people.
Hey, caller, hold on real quick. I need to ask you something. Do you follow us on social media?
No, actually, one of my buddies just put me on to y'all this week.
Okay, because we're going to have to wrap up, but we're going to try to continue this maybe on our Instagram or Facebook, because we're going to have to wrap up, brother.
Okay, that's cool, man. But, yeah,
yes,
all
indeed.
In all,
we'll
I understand. My basic what I wanted to say about it, though, is I see why people feel both ways. You know what I mean?
Yeah, thank you so much,
indeed.
Brother.
Appreciate
it. Yes, sir. Y'all enjoy y'all night, man.
Yes,
yes,
too.
Sir, you
yes
too.
Indeed. You do the
we
same.
We're going to wrap on
man.
Social media. We'll wrap on social media.
Yeah, this has been a powerful conversation, y'all. This is why we call it Collective Minds, because we like to get everyone's opinion. We like everyone to share their thoughts. I think everybody contributed to the conversation this evening. I'm kind of mad the show's only hour and a half, because I had a lot more to say. I know the callers had a lot more to say, but this is a true example of why we call this show Collective Minds, y'all. So appreciate it. You dig what I'm saying? And, yeah, y'all want to get some last words in? Y'all could do it, you know. Make it plain.
I'll make it plain.
Go ahead, brother.
I appreciate the calls as well. Definitely was an entertaining conversation. And like I said, me, myself, I do not look at myself as disrespecting the American flag. I just don't partake in holding up myself for honoring it. Like I said early in the conversation, I'm a member of the Nation of Islam, and we uphold what we call a universal flag, the sun, the moon, and the star. And we acknowledge ourselves as being the original man on the planet. So that's the flag that I uphold over any other flag. And I do rock the Pan-African red, black, and green flag as well. So I rep for my people. You know, that don't mean I disrespect other people, but I rep for my people, and I leave it at that.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. I do agree with Mufasa that, you know, I don't see it as disrespectful to say, you know, hey, I'm just not, you know, in total agreement or alignment with what the flag represents, you know. Like I said, for myself, I just try not to, you know, identify so much with all these things, you know. I think it's just kind of confusing, you know, but everybody called in made a lot of great points, and I do appreciate you guys. We all do here at Collective Minds. We thank you so much for following us and supporting us, and we look forward to another great conversation. Continue to tune in with us each and every Sunday from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Follow us on all
yes,
the social
indeed.
Media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And once again, if you have any show topic ideas, please do not hesitate to reach out to us. Send us an email with any of your ideas at collectiveminds@yahoo.com. Peace. Tune in next week.
Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about. Whether it's old or a new point, call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspectives. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who be been the keeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
We talking like we walking. Collective Minds.
They thought.